season like no other. Falkirk have went through the whole league campaign and not lost once. Unbelievable, phenomenal, incredible, invincible.
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall.
Into the box, it's Adams. And McKeever scores. Agyeman lets it run, might have a chance of a shot. It's Agyeman. Oh, what a goal from Alfredo Agyeman.
Still alive, Dylan T tries to bend one.
And it's a wonderful goal. Orfield. Oh, he's back. The king is back. Scott Orfield. And it's Falkirk return.
11. 11. That's right, we are currently 11 points clear at the top of the Scottish Championships. The Bairns are flying high. Hello and welcome to Falkirk Daft. Shout out to Rab Fawns and Burniston for that intro. I am your host, John McInally, and with me, the Ginger Gordon Pod himself, the one-man band in the main stand, Mr. Ross Way.
Good morning, Mr. Hungover McInally. Oh, you look rough as hell, by the way.
Oh my God. Literally, we're recording this at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I've literally rolled out my bed. You can see I'm wearing my Falkirk Daft, sorry, Falkirk Pub Trail t-shirt here. Oh, what a night. What a night. What a day. I'm really struggling today, guys. I apologise for the hungover nature of this podcast and how it shall progress. But yeah, Falkirk Daft sponsored the captain's armband yesterday. It was my turn to take the hospitality, and I kicked the absolute arse out of it. Let me tell you that, Ross.
Brilliant. Where did you go after the stadium?
Stadium, then Behind the Wall, obviously. Thank you very much.
Have a Venom?
Our fantastic sponsors. Yes, of course I had a Venom, don't be silly. A lot of Venoms getting drunk in Behind the Wall last night, celebrating that result. So Behind the Wall, and then we went to the Welly. Then we went to the toll booth, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
And then went to the Wheat Sheaf, and then went to the courtyard.
Wow, Jesus.
So, chatting to a lot of the ultras in the courtyard, having a good chat with them. And, yeah, it was hard going. Woke up this morning. I don't know what King's is called now. You know, King. Uh-huh. I can't remember what he's been called. Sure. It's always just Kings to me.
It will be, yep.
And then, so I woke up this morning. In fact, I woke up on the couch this morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, went through to the kitchen, went, oh my God, I didn't even eat what I got from Kings last night. Went to my bed and literally have rolled out my bed and onto this podcast. So it'll be interesting, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be absolutely interesting today, but huge, absolutely huge. Massive, big, use all the superlatives you can. Look at that, I'm using word like superlative.
That is brave.
Wow, what a day yesterday, Ross.
It was. Phenomenal scoreline. And obviously combined with the result, it sets us up really nicely for the next couple of games.
It does set us up very nicely. Like I say, I'm now on the, you know, last week we were talking on the podcast, I was on the escalators coming down onto the platform. I am well and truly on the platform for the Wayne train now.
Good man.
I'm going to whisper it really, really quietly. I think one more point against Livingston, it's done. I think one point, and I think it's done.
I hope so, pal. Well,
I'll whisper that, and maybe it's my, I'm maybe still drunk at this point, who knows, but I'm going to whisper that. I honestly think one more a point Livingston and it's done.
I selfishly want three, as we know, because there is a set of results that could mean we could win the league against Morton at home.
Right, so, Carol Vorderman, talk us through the results that you want then.
So in an ideal world for me, and granted I know not everyone's in my boat, because I saw loads of posts last night on social media saying, oh, I'm missing Morton, so I hope we don't win it then. But for selfish reasons, I'm hoping it's going to be Morton. So for that to happen, we obviously need to beat Livingston on Tuesday night. We would need to beat Morton on the Saturday as well. However, those two results combined with Livingston dropping any points to Dunfermline on the 2nd of April and Ayr dropping any points to Dunfermline next Saturday would mean we could win the league on the 5th of April. If Ayr or Livingston were to pick up full points, I don't think the 5th of April is then a viable option. It would probably be Ayr the week after. But that's my hope. But it can be done on the 5th of April, potentially.
Who would have thought, Ross, that we would be talking about such a thing at the start of the season?
I know.
It blows my mind, absolutely blows my mind, that we're actually discussing this at this point. It's just incredible.
It is. It's been a hell of a season. I know I jokingly called the fact that I thought we would win the league like in October or something like that. Jesus. But that was basically, if you remember, it was because we'd played everybody and I didn't see anyone better than us. And I'm kind of glad I said it, because that's how I feel still anyway. I don't think there is anyone better at football than us in the league. And we've kind of shown that over the season so far.
We certainly have. It was, like I say, it was huge yesterday. Absolutely huge. Right, listen, let's get into it then. We'll talk about the game in just a bit. We'll get into the club news as ever, and obviously looking ahead to the Livingston game as well on Falkirk Daft. But first of all, a shout out to Dickie, who sent us a song in honour of Blaine Rowe. Blaine Rowe, now, if you don't listen to the end of this podcast, you'll not know what we're talking about, so you're going to have to listen to the end. But Dickie said, in honour of Blaine Rowe, to the tune of Rainbow, up above the streets and houses, Blaine Rowe's flying high. Everyone can see him flying over the sky. Paint the whole world with a Blaine Rowe.
I think that's fantastic. That's
amazing. Absolutely amazing. Chat that. I wish we still had Blaine Rowe just so we could sing that song. Absolutely amazing.
Brilliant.
And straight into Birthday Corner. Happy birthday to Cammy Lawson, 16 on Friday. And that's love from Mum, Dad and Maisie.
Indeed, we've got loads of birthdays this week. So happy birthday to Big Drew, a.k.a. Andy McLeish, who is actually 45 on Monday. And that's from Smudger and All of the Boys.
Talking of Smudger, I met him last night, obviously, in the courtyard. happy 45th birthday to Andy White, the absolute, listen, European goal scorer in Budovice, Andy White, the legend. He's been on this podcast before. His birthday was on Thursday there, so happy birthday, Mr. White.
Indeed, happy birthday. He's also in the Florida situation in April.
Is he going to the cheer?
No, it's just a family holiday for him.
All right, he's going to a family holiday. You have to sit and watch cheerleading. Do you know what? A few people yesterday were saying, I really hope the results don't go against Ross and he's there for that. I was like, no. Absolutely not. I really hope he's sitting watching some sort of cheerleading competition in Florida when we win the league.
See, to be fair, though.
Friend of mine, isn't it?
I know. But see, to be fair, I'm thinking I'm going to be fortunate because, whilst, if it happens...
Are you going to be fortunate Falkirk, are you?
Fortunate Falkirk, because if it is the Ayr game, there is a pre-planned non-cheerleading event for the kids that afternoon, so right. I will to watch it. And there is a few Bairns fans that are going over.
Oh, good. So you're not on your own.
Not on my own, so we will watch it. However, I'm sticking with my positive thinking for Morton at home. So yeah, big shout out to Andy there as well. Happy birthday to Stuart Adam, the legend.
Hey, one of our directors.
Absolutely, and that's lots of love from the Falkirk FC board.
I missed out yesterday on the boardroom because I did the tour for the first time, by the way, the Falkirk Heritage Trust tour. Shout out to Murray and Alan, both doing it. Brilliant. Absolutely. If you've not, they're talking about actually opening it to the public a bit further down the line. But it really, really good, really interesting. You know, obviously you get into changing rooms, you get to see all the kind of history. Alan and Murray talk you through it. Murray's an absolute legend. He's 90. He is 90 and still going strong and doing the tour. It's unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. So if you do get the chance, if you're in hospitality, and they are going to talk about opening to the public, the Falkirk Heritage Trust have done a fantastic job. Really, really good job in and around the stadium. And I do you know what, Ross, I'm going to put it out here, and I was going to discuss this off air, as we say in the business. I think at Falkirk Daft Live 4 that we raise money for the Falkirk Heritage Trust and make that tour something, yeah. You know, because they're talking about, I was speaking to Alan after the tour and I was saying, you know, like they've got big plans, but the money's just not there. And unfortunately, the club aren't really funding it really either as well. So I think Falkirk Daft Live 4, when we do our auction, I think we do it for the Falkirk Heritage Trust and hopefully raise money for those guys and put a bit more infrastructure in the...
That sounds like a nice idea.
What do you think? Are you in?
I am in. Listen, having done it, I agree with you. What a difference it's made to the ground floor of the stadium.
Yeah.
It's completely changed it over. So, no, it looks fantastic. And having done the tour a few times as well, I totally agree with you. Murray's just like he's on
a couple of times you've done it before, Ross.
I've not like, always
you're,
done
you're
the
never
tour.
Out of there.
I've not always done the tour, but the tour is very worthwhile. And I saw Andy Haxton was on the tour as well, with his mum and dad. So
shout out Andy Haxton, the drummer of Palermo, playing behind the wall after the Thistle game on the 26th of April. Andy got I got a picture of Andy, his mum and his dad, and Alex and Linda in the dugout, and Andy what you know how there's steel whacked his head off the back of the steel. So I've got a great picture of that. So I know no, brilliant. So there we go. Falkirk Daft Live 4, which we know is happening at Behind the Wall ahead of the Hamilton game. We're going to be raising money for the Falkirk Heritage Trust. So there we go. We've had that. Oh, you've been let behind the scenes there on Falkirk Daft. That was a live conversation which was meant to have with Ross after this podcast. But there we go. Right, and finally, happy birthday to our guest pundit today. She's going to be on in a minute. Yvonne Johnston. Why are we saying this now? We should say happy birthday when she comes on. But it's from our daughter, Maya, and she says, thanks for taking me to the games when I was younger because I now look forward to football Saturday with my mum. Oh, that's really nice, isn't it?
That's really cute, isn't it? I like that.
That's very nice, very nice. So happy birthday, Yvonne. She will be joining us as our guest pundit in just a bit. Right, let's talk club news. What's happening around the club? There's limited tickets left. By the way, I won Guest the Gate in hospitality last night.
Yeah.
I did win Guest the Gate, so I have got two tickets for a game of my choice this season. I wonder what game I shall be using those for. So two tickets for Hamilton. I'm going to put out to my mates because they were chasing tickets. All these glory hunters jumping on board now, Ross.
It's sold out. The Ackies game is now sold out.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's only 400 left for Morton as well on the 5th and 200 yep. left in the main stand for Wraith. Huge, absolutely massive, Ross.
It is. Obviously, the fact that Ackies has sold out, what, 5-6 weeks in advance is another telling reminder of how far we've come. And that's including the four sections of the North Stand as well. For the games against Morton and Wraith, as you've said, there's only a few hundred tickets left for the main stand. However, should either of those home games become potentially the day, I would assume those tickets will go very, very quickly anyway, and whatever they put on sale for the North Stand potentially as well. I don't even know if they would open it for Wraith because I know there's a bit of history there. But fingers crossed that is something that's doable if capacity is needed.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Going back to Birthday Corner, actually, before we move on, you know how we were doing Falkirk birthdays last week?
Yes.
So, yes. Happy birthday to the following Bairns.
Oh.
Brian Bomber Brown, born on this day. This is Sunday the 23rd. What age is Brian Bomber Brown today, Ross?
62.
No, he is. I'm trying to do the math in my head. He's 67.
Oh, today. Right, okay.
Derek Cahoon. Derek.
I do. I think he was... Is he not maybe ages with us? I'm going to say 40, 43.
40 today. There you
40,
go.
Right, okay.
Blair Alston.
Oh, 30... I'll go 39.
Blair Alston is... 33 today.
33? He looks older than that because he's got a lot of grey hair now, isn't he?
Danny Rogers.
Oh, right, okay. 30.
30, you're saying? He's 31.
Oh, no, yeah, that was close.
There you go. And Aidan Lafferty. Remember Aidan Lafferty? There you go.
I'm struggling to. Was that the Hartley season, was it?
Yep.
I don't know, 25.
I think he's been capped by it. I actually was having randomly talking about Aidan Lafferty yesterday. I think he's been capped by the Republic of Ireland.
Oh, he has. Was that the wee short ginger guy?
Aye.
Yeah, no, all right. Okay, I don't think he's 25. I think he's older than that. I'm going to go 28.
Mate, 25, you absolutely nailed it.
Oh, was it 25, right? Okay.
There you all go. Right. But I Aidan Lafferty, I'm sure, was capped. Someone told me, I don't know how randomly we're talking about shite players that played for us, and it was Aidan Lafferty. He's like, he's been capped by Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland. But there you go. Brilliant. So anyway, happy birthday to all those bands.
Happy birthday, boys.
There we go. Right, let's move on with the podcast. Now I've got that off my chest. The Heritage Series, Liam Craig, we talked about this last week. I wonder where they got this idea from, the club. But the club are talking to the following people: Darren Barr, Mark Stewart, and Liam Craig. Are all going to be in the Brockville Bar 28th of March. Tickets still available. As we said, if you didn't get a ticket for Falkirk Daft Live, this will be a great night. 7 o'clock, there's a pie buffet. We should really think about that for Falkirk Daft Live. Let's just steal ideas from them as well now. We'll steal ideas from the club.
Do you have pie buffets and not just pies? Not sure how you can have a pie buffet
is my dream scenario, by the way. Imagine
is that like a selection of pies then?
A selection of pies, so you can have like a steak pie, a scotch pie, macaroni pie, obviously, a doner kebab pie, whatever the pie of the month is. But a pie buffet sounds absolutely... Then you have like a little beans bit there.
A bean station.
And then you can have some chips. It would be great.
If you're having pie and beans, do you just like a proportionate amount of beans, or are you like full bean juice all over the pie?
Oh, that on top of the pie, the beans go on top of the pie. Uh-huh. And then do you know what goes across that? Brown sauce, right across the beans.
You need your computer checked.
You are talking nonsense. Are you telling me that you have on top, so you put the beans, do you put the beans on the top?
Yeah, I wouldn't put sauce on top because the bean juice is enough sauce.
No, a bit of brown sauce over that bad boy.
You're a wrong'un.
Not having that. Anyway, it's happening. The Heritage Season is happening at the Brockville Bar, 28th of March. Raising money for the club, which is always brilliant. Dan Barr, Mark Stewart, and Liam Craig, our former teammate Ross, is joining them. There, looking at actually on that, speaking to the Falkirk Football Fans of Training, we played a charity game last season at the end of the season against them. We're going to be hopefully doing it on the 7th of June this year as well. They are talking big, Ross. They are got some big signings. Hopefully we'll be able to get everyone down to the stadium and watch it as well. But they've got big signings.
Is that allowed if it's not just their membership? Are we allowing this? Or?
Well, I'm going all in. I've got a couple of aces up my sleeve, and I made a signing yesterday, Ross. I'm going to tell you about it in a bit, but I made a signing yesterday, and I've got a couple of big guns. I would like to say, you know, Scotland internationals. That's what I'm going to say. Scotland internationals up my sleeve to play in this game, hopefully, on 7th of June. I just need to check their diaries. But, we're going to be playing Falkirk Football Fans of Training. More info to follow to our sponsors, the boys in Falkirk Football Fans of Training, we'll talk about in just a bit. As I say, though, thank you very much to Behind the Wall. They are our sponsors. Speaking to Big Brian, he was delighted in the pub yesterday when I saw him after the match. He was loving life. He was... it's flying. And as are Falkirk Daft Venoms, by the way. Lots of people drinking the Falkirk Daft Venom. They are exclusive to Behind the Wall. Two boys I had in hospitality with me yesterday, Jay and Ross, were loving them. Absolutely. Yeah.
Big fans, are they?
Big fans, to the point that Ross, who is also a DJ in the Cat House in Glasgow, said, I'm doing a night and I'm going to put these bad boys on. I'm doing a Guitar Hero night at the Cat House. So he's going to have the Guitar Hero and Falkirk Daft Venom's on at the Cat House. He's going to change the name of it, I did give him the recipe for it. But yeah, they are on sale Behind the Wall, and obviously Falkirk's best selection of fine wines, lagers, craft and cask ales up the stairs is where it's at. £5 for the home games if you want to get the bus down from Behind the Wall, and obviously it's £10 for the away games. I didn't speak to Brian, but I'm presuming a lot of the buses are now totally full for the rest of the season.
I believe there might be still limited seats available for the Ackies game. just after Falkirk Daft Live. I know there wasn't too many left, but I think there is the four buses going straight from behind the wall that night. I believe there are still some limited seats available for Tuesday night for Livingston away. Bus leaves at 6:30. And as you said, it's a tenner return. And when you get back to behind the wall, you'll get a free pint.
No, absolutely. And the Complete Stone Roses are in there this Saturday. Falkirk aren't playing on Saturday, so you can get along to behind the wall, see the Complete Stone Roses. Tickets still available for that, actually. Surprisingly, Complete Stone Roses, I've seen in massive venues before. They are amazing, by the way. If you're a Stone Roses fan, like I am, go and see the Complete Stone Roses, because you just close your
eyes. Selling out behind the wall is not for everyone, John.
Oh, but I mean, that's true, Ross. That is very, very, very true. But I get along to the Complete Stone Roses. That's happening. And there's a teacher's karaoke. I know a few teachers on the 4th of April.
That sounds like a belter. Do you think you have to show some sort of staff ID?
I don't know, but I know all teachers, Larbrough High, primary schools, right across Falkirk, all flocked to behind the wall in the last day term. So that's happening on Friday the 4th of April. And that's all the teachers in Falkirk will flock upon behind the wall, and there's karaoke as they get steaming and moan about children. That's happening on 4th of April. So if you are a teacher, and I know a few fair teachers in this area, 4th of April, there's a teacher's karaoke upstairs. Get yourself along for that, get a few drinks in, and I'm sure you'll have a great time. And then Babs and Bubbles, the wonderful Barbara Briceland, she was on The Voice, don't you know? She's in behind the wall 13th of April for Babs and Buzzles. She's an amazing singer, Barbara Briceland, actually. You'll know her, but she was on The Voice, and now she's in behind the wall 13th of April. And of course, the aforementioned Andy Haxton and Parley Amo are in the bar 26th of April. Now, we've had Andy on the podcast. I've talked so much about Parley Amo on this podcast before. Get your tickets. That could be a big day, potentially. Yeah. Well, hopefully we've done it before then. But Partick Thistle away, 26th of April. We're also at Glasgow. Then we're all back to behind the wall to see Parley Amo. Speaking to Ali in hospitality yesterday, the Haxtons were in hospitality, and she managed to blag herself onto the guest list for Parley Amo on the 26th as well. So we'll be there. Hopefully you'll be there as well. And go and check them out on Spotify or Apple Music. They are a fantastic band. And obviously our very own Andy on the drums, wearing his Falkirk tops. I wonder what Falkirk top he'll wear behind the wall this time.
He'd maybe wear a Falkirk Daft t-shirt that night. Do you think we can persuade him?
I think he probably would, actually. If we can get Falkirk Daft t-shirt to Andy for that night, I think he'll probably
be good
wear that. New t-shirts coming soon, by the way, for Falkirk Daft. That courtesy of Pints and Prints. We've got a few ideas. We'll be unveiling them at Falkirk Daft Live 4, and they will be on sale after that. So, yes, keep your eyes out for that. Pints and Prints obviously have a couple of Falkirk Daft t-shirts. Falkirk 316, mine one, and we've got a Falkirk Daft t-shirt with a red Tenants logo on it. That's Ross's t-shirt as well. Check them out, Pints and Prints, and thanks very much to Gordon for all the work he does. And he has amazing t-shirts up there as well, so check that out. Look at that, we're talking about merch so early on in the podcast. Take it in notes, remember to send out a merch link, and if you want Falkirk Daft merch, merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk, you can get all your merch from a Falkirk Daft perspective there. Right, let us talk about Airdrie now, and we are going to do it in the company of a big bairn, Yvonne Johnston, the birthday girl.
Happy birthday.
Morning, thank you. Yes, 50-something.
50-something, just leave it at 50-something, Yvonne. That's all you need to say at that point. Thank you for coming on. Falkirk Daft, we really appreciate it. And I actually have missed someone out at birthday corner. I need to say a big happy birthday as well. It's Yvonne, Brian Johnston. Brian is a regular listener to the podcast. He's been a few Falkirk Daft live events. That's from Barry and the rest of the family. So happy birthday, Brian, as well. He's got his Falkirk Daft bucket hat on all the time. So love that. So happy birthday, Brian. And we won't reveal your age, don't you worry, as well. So yes, Yvonne, welcome to Falkirk Daft. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, a bit nervous, but I'm fine.
You're not nervous. You're just talking to me and Ross. There's nothing to be nervous about. Listen, we've been asking it. This is the first time you've been on, so we need to ask you, How did you start your Falkirk journey?
I had a boyfriend who was a Falkirk fan, and I started going along to the games with him.
And we've been asking, who's the most disappointing player to play in a Falkirk jersey, in your opinion, Yvonne?
This has been really tough, actually. And I know there's been a few players that you kind of think, oh no, never again, please don't darken our doors. But we had a kind of big discussion about it yesterday at the football, actually. And one name that we all kind of agreed on, and then I thought, you know, had a wee kind of look back, and I was thinking it was like Marcus Haber, who was that kind of Canadian cart horse, wasn't he? Was just kind of, he came on loan for Dundee.
Yep.
And one of the comments we were talking about yesterday was, he thought he was Lee Miller.
He did think he was better than he was. He did. You could tell that. Did he actually score for us? I can't even remember.
Did he get one, maybe?
Did he?
Maybe he didn't. He maybe didn't.
I just want to check. I might make that a quiz question.
Of course, it'll be Falkirk Daft versus in just a bit. Marcus Haber's a great shout. But Yvonne, we've got you on today to talk about the game yesterday, and it was Falkirk 2, Airdrie 0. A couple of changes to the starting 11, and I think these were probably made with Tuesday in mind. Obviously, we know Barney Stewart took a knock last week against Dunfermline, or the last time out against Dunfermline. But Aidan Nesbitt and Gary Oliver came into the starting 11. Ross, was that? I mean, I'm guessing that is with Tuesday in mind that Scott Arfield was dropped out.
Yeah, and I think John McGlynn sort of touches on that in his post-match interview as well. I think about that. I think Barney having the knock was always a potential that he was. I was just glad he made the squad.
I said against Dunfermline. I mean, Queen's Park, actually, obviously.
Yeah. No, I think he just, I think it made sense for him to be on the bench. Scott Arfield as well, obviously John talks about the fact that we do have two games in 3 or 4 days. So, yeah, it felt like the right changes. Gary Oliver obviously did superb against Queen's Park. So for him, it wasn't a shock. And Aidan Nesbitt's a sort of 8 out of 10 guy every game. So you know what you're getting there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Seventh home sellout of the season so far as well, Yvonne. I mean, it's just brilliant seeing all these Bairns coming into the game now.
It's great. And everybody comes in with a smiling face, and at the moment we're leaving with a smiling face. And it just, what a difference, isn't it? It's just, I think there's such a buzz about the place. Maybe even just the town in general as well. I don't know whether that anticipation, everybody's, it's that, are we really going to do this kind of feeling? And it's fantastic.
And of course, yesterday it was a seventh sellout in a row. Yvonne, it was brilliant to see so many Bairns in the stadium yesterday.
Fantastic. The place was buzzing. Just that those happy smiley faces arriving, and then we're all leaving happy smiling faces. Everybody's upbeat, obviously trying to be optimistic, and hope that we're going to do this and finish the job.
So, Yvonne, John's only on the platform, but have you got a foot on the train? Are you there or are you not there?
I've booked my seat.
Booked your seat? Fantastic. Excellent.
Brilliant. I got a taxi up to the game yesterday, and you know, speaking to the taxi driver and just the buzz, what Falkirk are bringing to the whole community, to the whole town at the moment, the football team. And you can tell when you go out on a Saturday night now in Falkirk, when the guys have been at home, there's more of a buzz about the town, there's more of this feeling. I mean, if we can make that, you know, journey on the Wayne train to the Premiership, it's, you know, the whole place is just going to be, and the whole community is just going to be completely lifted by it. It means, you know, you can just tell to the town at the moment what it means to the town. And it's a great feeling, and it's great to see, you know, seven home sellouts in a row. It's just fantastic for the club. And, you know, I think, like we spoke about earlier on, Ross, limited tickets available for the last three home games as well. So it's just great. Just great to see.
I would assume those two will sell out as well. So that would be, what, 10? out of 18 home games sold out. That's, when has that ever happened? Like, that just doesn't happen, does it?
And I think as well, going forward, if promotion is what happens, then where does that leave everybody next season? Next season tickets are a must for everybody that wants to be there next season.
I think we have to go down the Hearts route. I think we have to limit the away end to just three sections. Obviously, there's a lot of chat about if we were to go up, that would they put a temporary stand in, which I'm assuming they would look at, and that would help the incapacity situation as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think season tickets, if you've got a season ticket, fantastic, but I think there'll be a real clamour for season tickets come the end of the season as well. Going into the Airdrie game then, we came out of the blocks as usual, Ross, absolutely flying.
We did, and it wouldn't have been a shock had we taken an early lead by a goal or two. Calvin Miller, again, he just took off from where he finished at Hampden, and he was just on fire. His delivery into the box for the first couple of chances that we had was just absolutely spot on. Tom Lang had a really good header. Gary Oliver had another header. Cole Donaldson had a header. So we could have, if only one of them had went in, I think it would have been a potentially a really high scoring game for us. But yeah, Calvin was just on it from the off.
Yeah, we played Airdrie obviously a couple of weeks ago, Yvonne. I actually wasn't surprised that they changed their goalkeeper, a young Caden Melrose coming in into the sticks instead of Kieran Wright. But he had some brilliant saves in that first kind of 15 minutes, didn't he?
Yeah, outstanding. I think, you know, like kind of parry off the line. Just he's just a wee guy, but very agile. Quick reactions, yeah. I think, you know, he kept them in the game definitely first half. That first like 25, 30 minutes, we were just so dominant. And as Ross said, it was just half. We were just, you know, all kept going. It was great.
The goalkeepers were really the stars of the first half. Because obviously the boy Melrose, as you both said, for such a short guy, for him to get his fingertips onto three or four of these headers, and I know he never saved the free kick from Ethan Ross that hit the bar, but he would have saved it had it just been dipping. And then, as we know, Nicky kept us in the game towards the end of the first half, John.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Nicky was, like, deservedly named man of the match, and we'll get onto that a bit later on, but he was excellent, really. I mean, Nicky, you know, sometimes has not had a lot to do, but see when he does. And I want to say it, like, and I did say it, if we do get to the Premiership, he's got to be, you know, with the lack of Scottish goalkeepers, you know, and I'm putting it out there that Nicky Hogarth is a future Scotland international for me.
And his performance yesterday, without a doubt, I think he's just come into his own, and I think he put a lot. There's been a few people that I've heard, you know, the kind of murmurings in the stand that he's not good enough, or he's this, or he's that. And I think yesterday he proved all those folk wrong. He was outstanding.
His distribution as well, I've got to say, as well as the saves, his distribution was excellent. He always, there was a couple of balls that he put in Ethan Ross just in over the top, and they were outstanding, I thought.
I totally agree with you. I think his distribution and his shot stopping are the two areas of his game. And just going back to the Scotland point, I actually think Falkirk in the Premiership, we would potentially under 21 or full Scotland caliber. So Nicky's up there. Who obviously, I know he's just on loan just now, but you've got Luke Graham, Keelan Adams, and my opinion is potential. And if he was a Premier League starter going forward as well, there's a few. It's again, just as we said earlier, it's a brilliant place to be. And we just want to get there now, don't we? We just want to get it done.
Yeah. Airdrie did come back into the game. We started off flying, but I mean, Airdrie played like a team that aren't bottom of the table. One of the best teams, I would say, that have come to the Falkirk Stadium this season in terms of what... We saw a different Airdrie a couple of weeks ago, but, you know, I thought they were excellent yesterday, Airdrie, and certainly grew into the game as it progressed, Ross.
No, they did. I'll say it as well. I think they were probably the best team to face us at the stadium this year. For me, it used to be Queen's Park. I think the two games against Queen's Park have been very assured. Granted, they lost the first one. But Airdrie were fantastic in the most yesterday. Finishing, let them down. Had they had a proper goal scorer, and maybe Nicky not on as good a form as he is, they could have probably scored maybe two or three goals yesterday, just as they did against Livingston last week.
Yeah,
I think we got really nervy that last kind of 15 minutes, that first half. It was just they just at us, and I think it was Gary Oliver cleared one off the line, and they just really, their intensity, you know, it was kind of like, I just wanted half time to come. I was like, we need to.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, Gary Oliver, you mentioned that chance of on off the line. Gary Oliver, again, comes into the team, and he works so hard for the team, and he'd be a footballer that if you are on that pitch and you see Gary Oliver's name, you think, good. He's a real team player, a real worker, and in that false nine, I don't think there's anyone better in the league, Ross.
No, I don't think so. I think, and I know there's a lot of chat about next season already, as in like what moves are tied up, do we want them signed on? That continuity, again, and the most could be massive next season. It really could, because we've seen the benefit of having that continuity this year. And certain members, if not most of the members of our team, could quite easily be a Premiership in a Premiership squad. So, yeah, he's quite rightly found himself in the starting 11 on yesterday. I'm not convinced he will start on Tuesday, but for that's a completely nothing on him. I think it's just because it's Livingston, and I think Barney will probably start to mix up their centre halves. I think that will be the only reason he's not starting on Tuesday night.
Word on the street as well is that triggered an extension of his contract as well yesterday. I've heard murmurings that Gary Oliver was just needing one more start.
I can squash that. It's not true.
Is that not true?
It's not, because we asked the question. I think it was the live night, John. I don't know if you were there at the time. We asked about that sort of deal in his. Sorry, that triggering his deal. I don't think it's Gary Oliver. I wouldn't be adverse anyway. Like, see if they announce that he's been like got another year, that's fine. I think most people probably would be as well, wouldn't they?
Well, I think so. But there you go. That's the street talk I heard Ross yesterday. But we'll wait and see what happens with that. Like Yvonne says, we've got in at 0-0. We're quite happy to do so, I think, but. You know, we came back out and, you know, we got the goal. You know, it's Sean Mackey feeding in Ethan Ross, squaring it to Gary Oliver, the aforementioned Gary Oliver. Good shot. Again, a great save by Melrose, but there was Calvin Miller coming in off the right to tap it home, which was great, and we needed it, Evon.
Yeah. I think, like you're saying, just Calvin being in that position yesterday, I think sometimes we've lacked that, just somebody being there for that second ball, just, you know, if there is a parry off the line or whatever, and he was just there, and nobody deserved it more. He's just outstanding now. He's just fantastic.
Yeah. That's not the first time he's been in that position as well. Do you remember the goal we scored against Dunfermline earlier in the season? And I think it was Aidan Nesbitt had the shot, and it parried out, and then Calvin was literally just right place, right time. And he was onside. There's a vlogger who sits at the main stand towards the KM, and Calvin just times his run really, really well.
I have to say, I looked immediately at the linesman when the goal was scored. I looked immediately at the linesman and went, but yeah, perfectly good goal. And yeah, great to see Calvin Miller. I think that's his top scorer this season now. Is that him on 9?
That's a good shout. Is that in all comps, I assume, or is that just in the league?
In all comps.
All comps, yeah. I think he will be. Certainly, I think in the league he had scored 6 before Saturday, so that would have been up to 7. Scott Arfield is now on 6. Is that 6? So,
yep.
as we talked about last week, the goals are definitely spread amongst the squad, rather than just having like an Air United, George Oakley, or what have you. Do you know? It's certainly set us up.
Airdrie, you know, were persistent. No, I did think when we went, got our noses in front, I did think we went on to stretch our legs a wee bit in terms of possession and, you know, dominance. But Airdrie were there and thereabouts still, Yvonne, weren't they?
Yeah, I just kind of felt we kind of maybe dropped it a wee bit in the middle. But yeah, you're right. I think Airdrie were still kind of at it. It was a kind of, again, a nervy period of time, and you're thinking, this is still, we need another goal just to settle things, because it was nervy. But then we go on and, you know, we kind of picked in, I think we came back into the game again, and then that last kind of 10, 15 minutes, we were comfortable again. And obviously,
when the second occurred, or just when the penalty was given, he didn't even need the goal to go in, because I think everyone assumed it would be Scotty Hartfield taking the pen. And it was a pen. Like, what a run from Dylan Tate. And like he burst a gut to absolutely get that there. And I think there's a still picture from behind the goals. One of the photographers has caught it perfectly. His ankles are clipped, and the ref is in a good spot as well.
Yeah, I think after last week and a couple of penalties as well, Brad Spencer is well and truly off the penalties now. And obviously Scott Arfield just stepped up and smashed it in, and, you know, dispatched it very comfortably. And I think if any more penalties are to come to the end of the season, Scotty's definitely on them.
I would assume so, Yvonne, would you not?
Cool as a cucumber, just... Yeah, I think if anybody else had taken the ball, there would have been grumblings between us all.
But yeah, again, like we said before, Airdrie were a tough nut to crack, and fair credit to them turning up and doing what they're doing. Like you say, Ross, I mean, it's hard to believe that they're bottom of the table, because there's been some poor sides have turned up at the stadium, and they certainly weren't one of them.
No, they weren't. I know we've obviously scored a number of goals against them this season now. And
by the way, that's four wins. We own Airdrie now. That's four wins against them this season.
Yeah. And we've made up now for the... Because obviously, I think we all still had sort of PTSD after the playoff games. I do wish them the best of luck staying up. I don't mind Airdrie. We love chatting to the guys at the Only the Lonely podcast as well. Great bunch of guys when they come... They might just run out of games, unfortunately.
I think they might. But yeah, 2-0, worth it, Yvonne? Should it have been more? Should Airdrie have got a draw? What do you think?
No, I think we could have comfortably been 4-0 up at half time if those chances had all gone in and the keeper hadn't made the saves that he did. So I think we deserved the win. I agree with you both, though. I think Airdrie gave us a good game. They looked like a team that were battling in their hopes to avoid the relegation. And like you guys, I mean, I wish them all the best, you think. But for Ross, it would be nice if there is other results go the other way. So that
Yvonne doesn't care, Yvonne. He doesn't care. He wants me to be in Florida.
Yvonne, don't be sympathetic. Let him be
in Florida.
Don't let me stuck in Florida watching cheerleading competitions when we win the league. Honestly, it's his own fault. It's his own fault. Well, it's his daughter's fault. You know, he's a good dad, though.
Yeah.
Listen, I am doing this podcast from Florida. There will be no ringers in here. I will be on from the side of the pool. Don't you worry about that.
We will wait and see. Right, okay, let's hear what John McGlynn had to say after the match.
John, not the easiest of games out there today, but, you know, it's another week and it's another win.
Yeah, it's a game that we expected it to be difficult, absolutely. We said that in the pre-match chat yesterday. We knew that Airdrie are a good side. They are. They're a far better team than the bottom of the league position that they find themselves in. They've got better as the season's gone on, and they showed today they're a great good side. Nicky's made some great saves today. You know, Nicky's certainly, if he won a man of the match, I wouldn't be surprised, because his performance was of that ilk, and I think certainly earned his corn today. Some of the clean sheets, like last week, you know, Marcel and Smudger could have been in goals and we'd have maybe got a clean sheet, but today, no, he's had to make some great saves, some fantastic saves, and his distribution was good as well. So an all-round good performance for Nicky, and you need your goalkeeper, you know, to win any league, you need your goalkeeper to perform, and you know, well done to Nicky. He certainly excelled today, but a really, really good performance, defensive performance there. As much as I'm saying he's had some good saves, yeah, we could have took the lead in the first minute when Tom had a header for close range. Gary Oliver had a header right after it, more or less, and I think Coles had a good opportunity with a header as well. There was other opportunities that we kind of like didn't make the most of. And at the other end, in the first half, Gary's had to clear a ball off the line at a corner kick, which was Airdrie's first corner kick, and you know, we've obviously not defended it well enough in the situation that we ended up having to to, you know, to clear it from virtually on the goal line. So we knew, you know, everyone in the dressing room, we knew we weren't happy with our first half performance overall, yeah, for first opening 20, 25 minutes or so, yeah. The latter stages of the first half, we weren't particularly happy with it. None of us, not just me, the boys, or everyone. And we wanted to come out and respond. And by hook or by crook, you know, we got there. And played 30 games now in the league. And vast majority of them, huge numbers of them, we've been really, really good and entertained. And today was a little bit of a struggle, and we weren't quite our best, but we found a way to win. And I think that's a sign of a good team.
Yeah. John McGlynn there, he knows as well, doesn't he?
He does. He can tell.
Do you think he's bought his ticket for the Wayne train?
He's in first class. He's up front. Yeah.
It's there. It's almost there. It's almost there, and he knows.
He knows we're not going to lose enough points between now and the end of the season.
Yeah.
It just needs to be mathematical now, doesn't it, for him?
It does. And a lot of, obviously, from the outside looking in, I was there with two Rangers supporters yesterday, like, it's done. But we're Falkirk supporters. You know me, Mr. Pessimistic here, always worrying until it's mathematically possible. I do think if we get 1 point at Livingston, because I think Ayr are done now. I honestly think with dropping points at home against Hamilton, I think they're done now. So it's Livingston. And if we get a point against Livingston on Tuesday, that's huge. That's massive. Yeah. And you can't see, even Falkirk, I can't see slipping from that point. But we will wait and see. Let's hear what you had to say after the game yesterday. The one and only Ewan Cameron, I'm assuming it is the same Ewan Cameron that's going to be appearing at Falkirk Daft Live 4, kicks his off and says, "It's over, as I've said for weeks. Three more wins is all you need to win promotion for your remaining games." And that's based on Ayr Livingston winning all the remaining games. Not happening. It's done.
It's true, though. Can you see them winning the majority or all of the remaining games? You just can't.
No, Livingston draw too many games, and as I said, Ayr, you know, they snatched a draw from defeat yesterday, and I can't see them going on to win every game. So, yes, we'll wait and see with that one.
Gordon Barr says, "Not the best performance, but 3 points in the bag. If Airdrie had played like that in the first half of the season, they would have been challenging for the promotion playoffs."
Absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. Bob Bain, "I'm now on the Wayne train. If there's any seats spare, Ross."
No, the seats are filling up. He needs to get on quick. Kerry Kucharski says, "What a game. It's all about the 3 points. I need a drink. Man of the match, Nicky, by a country mile."
Absolutely, and he was man of the match up in hospitality yesterday. I did get a picture with Nicky and the one and only Thomas Lang, who was up. And I don't think we talked enough about, you know, when we looked at the match, how good Tom Lang was yesterday, by the way. I thought he was unbelievable. My favourite part of the match is when he absolutely destroyed that Airdrie boy, went clean through him, left him lying, and just was like standing over him, just going, "Yeah, don't fuck with Tom."
It was almost that Drago moment again. If he dies, he dies type thing.
It was very, very much Rocky IV territory. But I thought Tom was unbelievable. You know, I've got obviously, you know, vested interest in Tom, but I thought he was unbelievable again yesterday. And you know, it's great to see Tom Cole as well. Like the two of them at the back, you feel so comfortable. I know Hendo and Luke have been brilliant when they were called into action at centre half as well. But you know, Tom and Cole are what got us into this league, effectively at the centre half and Hendo in midfield. And it's just great to see that, like that, you know, three the set, and it's just so, you know, I think when we go up against Livingston, the aggression that Tom brings to the team is definitely going to be in evidence. I'm looking forward to him putting fucking Stevie May into the stands come Tuesday. Philip Morrison says, "Sign of a good team. Didn't play great. Got the job done. Kind of strange game though, as we could have been 2 or 3 up in the first 10 minutes. All aboard the Wayne train."
Indeed. Del Wilson says, "Falkirk Daft rated must go to the wee ball boy. Absolutely outstanding." That was a funny point.
I missed this because I couldn't really see it from where I was sitting. What happened?
The Airdrie player went to, like, the ball had went out, ball boy's got it in his hand, and the ball boy was quite rightly telling him, "You have to take the ball from the plinth because the ball boys are now not allowed to give the players the ball, hence why we've got them on the plinth. And the Airdrie player was just not having it. It's like hands are like this to the ball boy. And obviously the ball boy then puts the ball behind his back and then shooting up from the rest of the ground. It was class.
That's amazing. That is absolutely incredible. Well done that, ball boy. Please give us the name of this ball boy, because that's outstanding work, by the way, because he knows the rules. Like, he's been telling the rules and he knows the rules. He's absolutely bossing an Airdrie player of it. So, well, we need to find out this hero of a ball boy. So please, if you know who that ball boy was, let us know and we'll give him a name check in next week's show.
We gave him a wee applause, actually. Once he got the ball off the flint, they turned to him and he was like, right, okay, you got it right.
Brilliant. Scott says Airdrie are a team in form, but we dug in 3 points and up the road.
Indeed. Danny Burns, any result against Livy, and I am deeply on the Wayne train, baby.
I'm with you, Danny. And finally, Colin says, just leaves us with this message, choo-choo!
Brilliant.
There we go. That is what is happening. Right, let's go to Falkirk Daft Rated. Ross Wayne, who is it going to be for you?
We spoke before we recorded about who played well yesterday. Notable shout outs to Tom Lang. As we've just said, Calvin Miller was in and about, everything positive as well, and he obviously got his goal. But I am, for the three huge saves in the first half, I'm going to go to Nicky Hogarth, because potentially we could have been out of sight come half time. So I am going to say Nicky Hogarth.
Yvonne?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Nicky, but I agree with you both. I think Tom Lang was outstanding. Calvin Miller, yet again, another great game. And I know that, you know, Dylan Tate was only on for a short space of time in the second half, but I thought he was outstanding.
He was brilliant. Brilliant when he came on.
He was very good.
He was just so focused and just, yeah, it was like the old Dylan Tate.
Like the Dylan Tate we saw at the start of the season rather than the mid-season Dylan Tate that we saw a couple of weeks ago. So it's good to see Dylan back on form as well. Right, okay then. So I think Nicky gets it then. That's C, Falkirk Daft Rated for Nicky for the season. So brilliant. He's up in contention for a player of the season, which, you know, when you look down the list, Alfie's on four, Luke's on four, Hendo's on four as well. So interesting list that's forming there. Let's go for your Dafty. Who's getting the Dafty Award this week?
It's a tough one. And I'm maybe doing him a disservice. I'm going to say the ref. I thought he was really card happy, but he wasn't really consistent with it. Like, he booked Ethan Ross for diving, yet he then didn't book their player who dived, but he gave us the free kick. If you're going to be shit, just be shit consistently or be great. I thought he was quite frustrating. I'm really pleased Tuesday's ref is Nick Walsh, who I personally think is one of the better ones.
Yeah. What about you, Yvonne? You got a Dafty?
I had written that down before I came on. I was like, it has to be the referee. He was inconsistent. I totally agree with what you were saying about the two fouls. Where, you know, he booked Ethan Ross as well for a dive, and then when the Sean Mackey with the Airdrie player and no foul given, it was just the inconsistency.
The other thing was in the last minute, he gave us a foul when it was clearly a foul to Airdrie.
That was a strange one as well. I kind of noted that. I was like,
Reece McCabe was going mental at the lines.
I'm not surprised, because I was just like, what is he giving that for? But yeah, okay then. So the referee was yesterday Ewan Anderson. So Ewan Anderson is getting it, because I can't think of an odd Dafty myself. So Ewan Anderson, or the Airdrie player that demanded the ball off the ball boy, that might be the Dafty of the week as well, because he didn't clearly know the rules and the ball boy absolutely schooled him on it. But let's give it to Ewan Anderson then. So that's referees. I've got four Falkirk. In fact, there's probably more nominations. So Ewan Anderson, actually specifically, because on Falkirk Dafties, we've got referees as just a general category, but let's give it to Ewan Anderson and make that one, because I think there's a couple other refs on that list as well. All right, okay then, so there we go. All almost settled, all almost done. 1 point, I think, is all we need. Livingston, we'll speak to our friend and Livingston supporter Stuart Barry in a bit to get a preview of that match. But before we do that, let's have a game of Falkirk Daft versus.
Yes.
Now, you, Ross, totally forgot it was his turn on the questions today. So have you compiled some, Ross?
I have compiled a list. So I am ready to rock and roll. Have you got your little
I've got my board, but I've lost my pen somewhere along the line. Oh, there it is. Got it. Yep, got my pen there as well.
So there we go. So, Yvonne, once John has written something down, we will come to you for your answer, if that's okay. We are currently doing quite well, John. I think Falkirk Daft's 19-5 against the pundits. So we will obviously carry this on into next season to continue that, but there's a bit of a gap developing. So are we both ready for question number one?
Yes, indeed.
Yep. Excellent. So we've obviously played Livingston three times this season so far. What is the aggregate score versus Livingston so far this season? So how many goals have we scored and how many goals have they scored in all of the games?
Oh, yep. yeah, okay, got my answer.
Is there something written down? Okay. Yvonne, we'll come to you. What are you saying?
Three one
to Livingston. Okay, John, what are you saying?
Same.
1 point each. Well done. Well done. So question number two is going to follow on from that question. That one goal that Falkirk scored, who scored it? Who scored the Falkirk goal in that aggregate score?
Cool, I've got my answer.
Quick off the back today, John. Your hangover is not holding you back here.
I know, I thought it'd be a handicap my hangover, but no, I've got my answer.
Turned into Carol Vorderman here. Okay, so you've got some written down. Yvonne, what's your answer?
Brad Spencer.
You're saying Brad Spencer, John?
I've also written Brad Spencer.
Brad Spencer, so it's 2-2. This is tight. Okay. So, question number three. Now, we are unbeaten since that Livingston game that we lost, but by how many games?
Oh. So
we are unbeaten since that Livingston game, but by how many games? So, you need to think about who we've played since then and what the scores have been. Actually, you don't need to know about the scores. How many games?
I'm on camera here. I'm counting on my fingers so Yvonne can see what I'm doing. So I should stop that. Right, okay. I think it's now. Yeah, right. Okay, I've written something down.
You've got something written down. Okay.
Yvonne, what are you going for?
Seven.
You're saying seven, John?
I've also written seven.
Wow, the correct answer, though.
Is it?
7-3-3. Wow, this is tight. Okay, so question number four. Now, obviously, that was our last loss in the league. But who was the last loss in the league prior to Livingston? So Livingston was the last loss, but who was the last previous loss prior to that? Who was it? Are you using your T-shirt to rub your whiteboard?
I am. I'm using my T-shirt.
You're such a tank.
My Falkirk pub trail T-shirt is getting used to wipe my board.
I just saw the T-shirt getting moved there.
I've got an answer written down.
Got an answer. Yvonne, have you got an answer?
Was it air?
I have also written air.
Air 5-2 was the correct answer. Whoa, this is tight. Okay. So four.
This is it. This could be the decider right now. It's
so question number five, and this is our a lovely wee go-to question sometimes. So it's our all-around squad number. Who wears squad number 24 this season? Who wears the squad number 24?
I'm terrible at these questions. Terrible.
You look like you know it.
Oh, God damn it, Yvonne!
Maya's really good at this, so she always keeps me right. With her mum, that's such and such. That's his new number.
Oh, no!
Not to put the pressure on John, but this is...
Okay. 25 is Eamon Brophy. 21 is Dylan Tate. Who's 24? Jesus! It's going to be... either someone has come on in January, or it's going to be someone that
you thinking it may be a youngster, are you?
I'm thinking it might be a youngster.
I have to rush it.
Here's that wee TikTok clock.
I've written something down. I know it's wrong, but I've written down. I'll give Yvonne the chance to say it.
Yvonne, what are you thinking?
Don't let him change his answer.
No.
Daryl O'Connor.
You're saying Daryl O'Connor, John? What are you
thinking? He's absolutely. I've written McCrone.
Dara O'Connor is the correct answer.
I knew it!
John,
I knew it!
Music. There she is. That was a tight game. That was tight.
I can't believe I've been well beaten. Congratulations. I'm going to blame the hangover. But squad numbers is my weak spot when it comes to Falkirk. And Ross knows that as well. See, for the next time, I'm going to absolutely revise every squad number. Number one, Nicky Hogarth. Number two. Brilliant. Well done, Yvonne.
Cheers. Do I get the Champions League music?
Yeah, you get the Champions League music. We'll put that. You're behind the scenes now, Yvonne. We'll put that in post production. So here it is now. There you go. brilliant, Yvonne. Thank you so much for being our guest pundit on Falkirk Daft. It's always a pleasure to see you. Bumped into Yvonne in the train station a few weeks ago and had devastated. She was going to see. What were you going to see?
Kinky Boots.
Kinky Boots, and my daughter and my mum were going to see Kinky Boots as well, and I had this devastating news that I heard that Johannes from Strictly, Ross, obviously a big Strictly fan, well aware of Johannes, he was in it, and I'd heard rumours that he didn't do the matinees, but I told that Yvonne at the train station about this, and she was devastated, but luckily, I had been misinformed, and Johannes turned up on Kinky Boots. So Ross would have been there as well if he'd known Johannes was on and on.
Next time, Ross.
Get him a ticket. Brilliant. Alright, thank you so much for being a guest pundit. And if you want to be a guest pundit next season, please get in touch right now. You can drop us an email, pundit@falkirkdaft.co.uk.
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall, we're navy blue, are you?
Before we talk about Livingston with our guest pundit, Mr. Stuart Barry, let's tell you about Falkirk Football Fans and Train, one of our sponsors. Lava Cup, I was speaking to the boys last night, is very soon. They're very excited about it. They've got all sorts of plans coming and they're talking, I believe, I would get a special cocktail on it behind the wall as well. So we'll wait and see what happens there to rival the Falkirk Daft Venom. T8s obviously are supporting each other through football. Get down there Monday at the stadium, 8 till 9, Tuesday 7:30 to 8:30. As I say, I saw them all in the pub last night and they were all drinking Venoms in behind the wall, having a merry time of it. And also, obviously, they were in the toll booth later on with me as well. So yeah, get down there if you want to make friends, want to have a great bunch of lads around you. It's great for the mental health, it's great for the fitness, and it's happening at the stadium 8 till 9 on a Monday and Tuesday 7:30 to 8:30. And obviously they've joined up with the Falkirk Foundation this season as well to do the Super Vets football. That's Strictly Over 50s, one for you, Stuart. 8 aside, but playing to the old school 5 aside rules. So get down to the stadium. You might see our guest pundit Stuart there as well, kicking a ball, and that's with the Falkirk Football Fans and Train, and obviously the Walking Football team, and that's on Friday between five and six. So get down to the stadium for that, and if you want all the details, get in touch with Dougie, who was steaming. I don't know if that Dougie was all right. He's enjoying retirement. Let's just say that Ian or Willie, they're all in the details below, so get in touch with those boys. And let's speak now about Livingston. It is Tuesday night. I would say now, Stuart, probably air out of the race, and you are the only team that can touch us. What do you think?
Possibly right, but let's go back a step and talk about that live read, John. That was epic. I hope they were paying you for by the word.
Thank you.
Covered everything.
So Stuart works in radio. We've talked to Stuart's my old gaffer and used to work in radio as well. So he's a very good critic of all things presenting. So thank you very much for that, Stuart. I'll take that with a pinch of salt. Thank you.
Well, just as well I made it to the end because I was sleeping, but I'll not be sleeping on Tuesday because I'm absolutely buzzing for Tuesday night. Going into this game, different from the other two, and the rest of the games, we went in excited, neck and neck. Now it just feels like we're just trying to pin you back as you guys have shot into the lead. You guys have had an amazing season, but if there's one team you hate playing against, one nasty snarling beat you when we play worse than your team, it's us. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, just before you go in your victory parade, we'll be there to rain all over it. We even piss on it a wee bit too.
Bunch of bastards, Livingston. Honestly, that's the only way I can describe them. Dirty. The dark.
No dirty. We're no dirty. We just win tackles.
Dirty bastard.
Stuart, do you not think Livy are going to have to come out and win this tie, though? Like, surely they can't turn up and do what they've done before. I know yous have beaten us, obviously. But in terms of, like, actually kind of on the front foot going for it, do you think they will?
Yeah, I think so. I think David Martindale and that team will accept nothing else. I think people, if you remember back to the game back in Grangemouth.
There it is.
back in Grangemouth, we were pinned back. People said we played defensively. We never. You guys were really good on the attack, and the only way to do it was to defend. What were we going to do? Go, oh, we'll just let them do what they want. And you were at times all over us, and we still managed to find, you know, a way to win. And we had to defend, and we'll defend on Tuesday night, make no doubt about it. Going forward, you're good. But we can defend well, and scoring goals is our being our, not Achilles heel, but certainly a spot that could have been a lot better. And I think if we, it will not be many goals in it, but, you know, we'll come out victorious again because you guys hate playing us. So there you go. Get it up, you.
we do hate. I mean, Livingston have really had the Indian sign over us, you know, beating, you know, we've got a draw, which should have been a win, by the way. We should have. That was a perfectly good goal. It was chopped off, but draw at the stadium. Obviously,
do you want a tissue to dry your eyes, John? Have you not got enough goals, greedy bastards?
Draw at the stadium. Then obviously two losses at the stadium. But the only Livingston took our home unbeaten home record away from us, and you know, in Livingston, said with Teddy Yang, he scored an absolute worldie there. It's really strange, Stuart. I have seen David Martindale a couple of weeks ago was coming out and saying, we're still in it, we're still fighting. In fact, he actually said, then he changed his tune slightly. He said, I like the playoffs. I really like the playoffs. and I really enjoy the playoffs. And I really enjoy the championship. It was this kind of quotes. So it's almost, I don't know if it's, you know, a bit psychological, if he's playing trying to play mind games. I don't think, I'll be honest with you, and no offence to Dave Martindale, in fact, when anyone starts saying no offence to Davey Martindale, it means that something offensive is coming up, and I would say, I don't think he's smart enough to play those mind games, right?
Okay, just to let you know, John, I still remember where you live, and I'll happily pass on your address to Davey Martindale.
No.
In fact, it's Tuesday night, why don't I introduce you and say, this is a guy you're no smart enough to play mind games with. Let's see how you fare then, John.
Well, I said the one thing that Dave Martindale is, he's very good at counting. That's all I'll say. however,
counting victories against Falkirk. Yes,
exactly.
That's all we need.
he knows how to play against Falkirk. That's one thing that David Martindale does know. He knows how to set up against Falkirk. He knows what John McGlynn's going to bring. He knows what Falkirk are going to bring. And it's just been a torrid time, Ross, against Livingston this season, hasn't it?
Well, before Ross answers, I've got a question for Ross, and you've just said something there. Ross asked me if Livy will come out and play. The question for you, Ross, is, do you think Falkirk will maybe sit back a wee bit, having learned their lesson?
There we go. That, like, this is why he was in the radio, ladies and gentlemen. He's just taking over hosting duties straight away. Ross, there you go.
Do you know, it's a brilliant question, Stuart, because we obviously don't have to win on Tuesday.
Yeah,
the draw would be absolutely fine. However, I'm not sure we have it in us to be too defensive. Our best form of defence is our attack. So I don't envisage us going there and shutting up shop.
Okay.
We probably would take a draw, if we're being honest, just now. However, I think the Falkirk players, from what I hear, they do have a point to prove against Livingston. It's a team that we've obviously struggled against this year. We haven't beaten them, and they want to put that right. So I think that's how our approach will be. I think we'll go and try and win the game, but I don't think it'll be a 0-0 this time. I think there will be goals on Tuesday night, and it potentially could be a high scoring draw.
No, I think you've got a good point there. I think you might be right, actually, because we want to win as well. I think there'll be a high scoring tackle rate, that's for sure, as people crunch in. But there could and should be goals, yeah. That's a good point.
Do you think, Stuart, if Livingston don't win, I mean, I'm asking you as a Livingston supporter, if they don't win on Tuesday, is it over? Is it our Falkirk League winners if you don't win?
I'll never say never. I'm an eternal optimist. I will say it's extremely difficult. I say it's extremely difficult just now. You guys are in an amazing position and it's well deserved. Losing Tuesday, we still have a chance. There's no point giving up. You know, we still have to stay in the competitive zone should there be playoffs. So, yeah, it's not over, but yeah, you'll have a hand on the trophy, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think, and you know, I'm you're the eternal optimist. I'm the eternal pessimist as a Falkirk supporter, Stuart. And I've already said at the start of the podcast, I think if Falkirk can get a point in Livingston come Tuesday, I think I'm almost on the Ross Wayne train then to the Premiership. because I do think, you know, that. And bearing in mind your game in hand is against Dunfermline, who are going to have that Neil Francis Lennon manager bounce. You know, I think it's very difficult, and I can't see neither yourselves or Ayr going on to win all your games either. I think Livingston's problems this season, as you know, Stuart, has just been draws. It's just been the amount of draws that you have had this season. So, you know, 10 draws... I don't think you can go on and win all of your games. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, we can do. I think we can because, what is it, 9 games left or something like that? That's
six, no, worth six, six, Stuart, six. Six for us.
Seven for Livy, six for us.
What is that all that's left? God, I'll miss the football. But we've done that before. Remember in the Premiership, you guys, I'll tell you what that is later because you might have to learn about that soon.
Oh, Jesus.
Since you've been in the lower leagues. We went on a 12-game unbeaten run or something like that in the top league. So, we can do it. Yeah, so it's doable.
Sure, I remember a long unbeaten run in the 90s in the Premier League. I don't know if Livingston were about then.
No, just shows you we've not been around that long, but how easy it is to be better than Falkirk, get all your fans and all your stadium. We're no fans. And I have to say, at this point, hats off to the Livy social media team who done the best tweet of the season where two Livy fans went to Grangemouth and beat Falkirk in a game of football. Loved it. Smiles all the way home.
By the way, can I just say right now, I've been going through Twitter and I'm bookmarking all of these tweets and see Wraith Rovers, Ayr, Livy, if we do go and do it, I'll tell you right now, the bookmarks are coming out and they're going to be all over our social media and saying, remember this, boys, because it's... So at Falkirk Daft Live 4, actually, Ross, I thought that's what we can maybe do on stage. We'll unveil, if we have at that point, the bookmarked tweets from Livingston, from Wraith Rovers, from Ayr, from Dunfermline, and we'll just go, remember these, boys, remember these, your disco-like tweets and all that sort of stuff, the Grangemouth patter. Fuck off.
No. Well, and I'll bookmark that for when you get relegated next season. And send it back to you going, remember these good old days, John.
Can we include the Livingston chairman's tear-stained rant after they won at Grangemouth in January? Do you not remember? He was replying to every single Falkirk social media post saying the same thing.
That's right. I remember that.
Angriest fans ever, were being abused by the home directors. What the hell
was
this guy going on about?
I couldn't speak for that. I don't know anything about it. But, you know, it's nice to have a chairman that's passionate at least and cares, you know. So, you know, and they do. They all care at Livingston. They're a small but perfectly formed club.
Dave Black is a credit to Livingston. I have to say, he's an absolute credit to the club. You know, we've obviously got our very own Jamie Swinney as well, who I was speaking to yesterday as well, and he's an absolute credit to our club as well. But I have to say, hats off to Dave Black. He's a real Livingston boy, and like so passionate about the club, like yourself, Stuart.
Through. I've known Dave for a long, long time, and yeah, you're good to point out one of the good guys, and does the work of about 10 people, which you need to do at Livingston.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, Davey Martindale usually does most of the work around the stadium as well.
See, if you go past the stadium, you can see Davey fixing doors and everything like that. You're like, it's not the doors that need shut, it's the defence, Davey.
Brilliant. So, yeah, rolling into Tuesday, it's a huge game for both teams. Like I say, 1 point for the Bairns, I think, is enough to get us over that line. That takes it down to five games, Ross, and with an 11-point lead, you know, having only lost four games this season and having, you know, three home games left, it's a big game, but like I said to you, I'm on the Wayne train if we get a point on Tuesday.
I think, obviously, I know we've talked about it. Selfishly, we'd love 3 points on Tuesday night. But I think a draw probably would be enough. I think Livingston, as much as we're talking about Airdrie running out of games to try and save themselves, I think Livingston would maybe run then out of games to get the top spot. But I certainly think Livy will finish second. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I don't see air or a basket case just now. The last 3 or 4 weeks, they've been well off it. And Scott Brown just seems to be throwing his players under the bus. The fans have given up. There was 2,300 at Somerset Park.
Is that
yesterday.
Right? Is that really?
Yeah, and that to
be
fair,
for 2,300 at a game. Yeah.
they don't get big crowds anyway, but their chairman must be pulling his hair out about that. But I think Livy will finish second, and a strong second. But I do think they will lose on Tuesday night.
Score prediction then, Ross.
I know I've mentioned a high scoring draw, but I do think it'll be high scoring. I'm going to go Falkirk 3-2.
3-2. Penetrating that Livingston defence. Stuart, what are you thinking?
I love his optimism. I don't know if he'll get three goals. I'm going to go 2-1, because do you know who's got a habit of scoring at our place? Is Scott Arfield. He's a Livy lad. His family are from here. He's from here, and he always seems to score. 2-1 us.
2-1 us. Titi Yenge, I believe it's Ramadan just now. I heard Dave
Martin.
He's fasting. Yeah. I mean, he's always a player that impresses me, Titi Yenge. I mean, I think, like, you talk about Macaulay Tate, I think it's done really, really well since joining us as well, as has Robbie Fraser as well, who joined in January. I think they've both done really, really well for you. Is there any other players that are really on form at the moment?
You named them there. Robbie Fraser's been in and out of the teams, just depending on the tactics, but when he comes on, he does a good job. Macaulay Tate's been brilliant. Pittman's been in and out of the team, so hopefully that ref gets him back up, because he's been probably player of the season. But the guy, the absolute guy who's scoring worldies recently, Robbie Muirhead, if you've seen his goal against Ayr, absolutely wonderful. And I was there and I'm looking at it going, he's too far out. And then literally I said it again, he's too far, and I went in the back of the net.
What about his celebrations, though?
Good on him. He's a character, isn't he? But he's our main goal threat at the moment. Stevie May, tireless worker. He's rested a few games, so that might help. But yeah, it's good to get him in. The only thing that might be here for you guys that might be an advantage, we've got a cup final. Remember them? I'll send you pictures. But we've got a cup final on Sunday, so a couple of players might have that in the back of their minds. You know, will David prioritise the cup final?
That's a question I was going to ask you. Do you think he'll want a trophy in Livingston?
He'll
trophy?
Go for it.
Trophy cabinet, because it'll be the first chance for, well, for, you know, first major trophy. Well, I say major trophy, it's a trust trophy, but as any club supporter at this level, you know, seeing that trophy lift, do you think he'll have in the back? Do you think judging on his past interview, he's thrown it, but I don't know if that's, again, like I say, mind games, but do you think he'll have the back in the back of his head that cup final at the weekend?
No, he'll want to win both games. And until recently, there was only two teams that could win a treble. Celtic, the other one. And who were the other one? Yes, you guessed it, us. Then we got pumped in the Scottish Cup. So we're only down to a possible double. Davey will want to win both games. He'll accept nothing else. He'll go for it. He'll worry about the cup final Wednesday morning and he'll try and beat Falkirk. He will never give up. And I like that.
I mean, you say he never give up. I think in his last interview, he pretty much had given up, Stuart, and was saying, oh, I love the playoffs. I believe that this is quite
really pragmatism. He'll still be pushing for 3 points in every game and maximum performance. So
aye,
being realistic to say, can we win this? It's really hard. Will we try? Absolutely.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. I think personally, it will be a 0-0 draw. You guys are a terrible optimist thinking it's going to be high scoring. I think it'll be a dirty 0-0 horrible Tuesday night. It'll probably be raining in Livingston. It's going to be a dirty... I'm very much looking forward, like I said earlier, of Tom Lang putting Stevie May into the stands. So that's what I'm here for. That is what I'm here for.
Are you moaned about our dark arts? And there's you, the football purist, looking forward to chucking a player into the stand through a bad tackle. Shame on you, Falkirk fans. Shame on you.
Stuart, listen, it's been a pleasure to speak to you, and thanks for joining us on Falkirk Daft across the season. Hopefully, it's going to go one way or the other. We're not going to be speaking to each other next season. Doesn't matter if Livingston go up or Falkirk go up. We're definitely, you know, it's between us two now. I really believe it's between Livingston and Falkirk now. So, as I say, it's been a pleasure to have you on the podcast all of this season, looking into Livingston. And, you know, best of luck in the Championship next season.
Both teams can go up, John. Just saying. Cheers, John. Bye. Cheers, Ross. See you next season in the Premier League.
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall. Stay local, eat and drink global.
And that is just about all we've got time for on Falkirk Daft. Sorry for the technical issues throughout the show. My dodgy internet is usually Ross's. But before we go, it's been a... Blaine Rose is a very popular man, and Blaine Rose must be... If he's searching himself on Twitter, must be going, what the hell's going on?
Because
there's a lot of people in the Blaine Roll of Honour. Let's go through them. Tom, Jamie, Kelly, Gary, Scotty, Ian, Alistair, Colin, PGM, Charlie, Paul, Lulu, Phil, Evan, who says Blaine counts his chicken nuggets before checking under his chips as well, Elsa, Dickie, James, Kirsty, Scott C, Archie, Kenny and Scott K, all on the Blaine Roll of Honour this week. We call it the Blaine Roll of Honour. We should probably have called that, and I should have thought of that earlier on when we did it. But there you go. Ross, will we give you another name?
Have you got one in mind?
I've got one, you go
this week then.
So it was I was on the Heritage Tour. I did the first stadium tour yesterday. I've never done the stadium tours. Like I said, shout out to Murray and Alan who do the stadium tours. But I am going to go back way in time, and we're going to celebrate the only team in Scotland to break the world transfer record. And this week on the Roll of Honour, it's Sid Puddfoot. Okay, so there you go. Sid Puddfoot. We're going back in time. And the Roll of Honour is Sid Puttfoot. Falkirk, again, the best football fact in the world is the fact that Falkirk are the only Scottish team to break the world transfer record back in the day.
And it will never be beaten.
£5,500 we gave West Ham for Sid Puttfoot. So there you go. And like I say, it'll never be beaten. So it's always a great football fact. It's almost my favourite football, Falkirk football fact, that we broke the world transfer record. And Sid Puddfoot is this week's name for the Roll of Honour. So text us. Don't text us, because unless you've got our private numbers, that's fine, you can text us. But tweet us, DM us, Sid Puddfoot, for the inclusion in the Roll of Honour next week, for getting to this point in the podcast. So there you go. Right. 1 point is all it takes. That was a song, wasn't it?
One kiss is all it takes.
So 1 point is all it takes, I think, against Livingston. And then I am jumping on first class on the Wayne train. we'll wait and see what happens come Tuesday night. But thank you. I'm not going to the game. I want to see again. This is probably the last. I worry though, Ross, because the last time I missed a really important game when I was at a gig was the Airdrie playoff game when we got pumped. And I was at Duran. I'm hoping going to see Public Service Broadcasting, a fine band, at the Usher Hall in Edinburgh while the game's going on Tuesday. Will not have the same result or consequence. But yes, I'm looking forward to it. And thank you very much, obviously, for you guys watching or listening to Folk with Daft. Remember, we are on every podcast platform. You can listen to us. You can see us on YouTube. If you want to see the beautiful face of Ross Wayne, you can do that by checking us out on YouTube. Like and subscribe, people. Like and subscribe. Join the Discord channel as well. I found out the other day, Ross, that my son has and his friends have joined the Discord channel.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what's
slagging
going on?
Off,
yeah, I was like, you don't go to football, you don't watch Falkirk, but he's on the Discord channel. And there was someone bamming me up, and I found out it was one of his pals. I got very angry on the Discord channel a wee while ago, and I went on and someone, apparently it was one of Finley's pals, so there we go. So, yes, very good. Get on the Discord channel, buy your merch, Pints and Prints. We've got, like I said at the start of the podcast, we've got some great t-shirts up there, Falkirk 316 and Falkirk Daft, and more coming very, very soon, as we will reveal at Falkirk Daft Live 4. And if you want Falkirk Daft merch, you can get that merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk. Right, on to Livingston. Man, see next week's podcast. We're coming back on here. We're talking about that one against them, because we've got a free week next week, haven't we?
We do have a free week. So, well, we'll obviously need to review Livy and preview Morton at home the week after. However, by that point, who knows how the table will look. So, it's good. I'm here for it.
We're here for it. We're almost there, ladies and gentlemen. Almost there. Like I say, one point is all it takes, I think, against Livingston, in the words of Dua Lipa. Was it Dua Lipa? I think it was Dua Lipa that did that particular song. So one point is all it takes, with Calvin Harris as well. And we will see you back here on the podcast next week. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much for watching. And until next time,
I'm expecting, but one of them.
We're folk of Daft. Talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. We're folk of Daft. You can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. We're folk of Daft. For everyone who's kidding about being a folk of Daft, we're folk of Daft. Our Folk Are Daft.